It's Candy O 742. Stand by, Mariah Carey next.
I would rather be in the field of animation. You know, feel like I could be myself, yet someone different at the same time.
Bringing a world perspective to today's news.
Why voiceover? It's powerful, it's creative, it's cool.
Oh yes, voiceover is cool, but it's not as cool as talking shop with Dan Lothian and Law Lapidus.
What's that? It should be Law Lapidus first, then Dan Lothian?
Eh, they'll fix it in post. This is Mike, Camera, Action.
Moving. Isn't there a song about moving?
Moving and grooving. I like it.
So but it's not talking about actually picking up and moving somewhere. It's about, like, movement of your body.
To move or not to move?
To move or
that
not to move.
That is the question.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move and groove. Let's talk about moving, Dan. Should we move if we're in the industry? And let's say we want to be in a larger space. We want to go to New York. We want to go to LA. We want to go to a big market. You know, I'm itchy to do that. Yay or nay? What say you?
You know, if you move to a place like Los Angeles or New York, there are more opportunities, certainly. And so I remember I used to live out in Los Angeles. I lived there for 7 years. And who knows why I moved away. I mean, imagine waking up every morning to sunshine and no snow at all.
I wake up.
What
were you thinking?
Yeah, Dan? I know. I don't know. I mean, I think I fell down and hit my head or something and got messed up. But, you know, it's wonderful. The weather is great. And I can't tell you how many times we were driving down the street and there was a production on the corner. Or, you know, you're trying to go to a neighbor's home and all of a sudden the road is blocked because they're shooting something there. Or a grocery store. Stuff was happening everywhere.
It's a culture
out there, right?
They live, eat, and sleep.
Exactly.
Hollywood and entertainment.
Exactly. So there are always opportunities for you to get, you know, big roles, medium roles, or just extra roles. And we're not talking about bread rolls. I do try to do a little bit of comedy here. But you know, there are more opportunities. And certainly in New York, the same thing. That's on the upside. On the downside, that means everyone else is going there.
You know,
if there are a lot of fish in a lake, everyone's going to be there with their fishing poles and with their bait.
And how do you know when to go and go up against those fish?
Exactly. And it's going to be crowded.
Those barracudas.
That's right. That's when you fall in the water.
Yeah, and get eaten by the shark.
Exactly. But it is, you know, you have to weigh it again and say, okay, I'm living in a small town where there's not a lot of activity. And so I need to make, you know, sort of increase the probability that I can get a job. And so I have to go to where the jobs are. But my suggestion and what has worked for me, and I've seen it work for other people as well, is you find another tier down market that still has a lot of great activity. But the competition isn't as stiff. For example, Boston isn't too far down on that tier, but it's not New York and it's not Los Angeles, but there's still a lot of work going on in the Boston area.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a good market to go to. Mm-hmm. Or even small towns like Chattanooga, as you know, I've spent a lot of time in Chattanooga over the last couple of years. Yeah, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I've been teaching at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Which I hear is beautiful.
Beautiful,
there,
wonderful,
gorgeous.
Great place to live. Cost of living, you know, you can buy a nice house for hardly any money at all.
Right,
in fact, compared to New England, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great place to be. And there are movies that are being shot there. And there are a lot of small towns, small cities that are offering tax incentives for productions to come to their area. And so I would go online, find out, you know, what small town out there is getting the most work, and maybe look at moving to those areas before going to some of the cities where everyone else is flocking.
And isn't there something to be said, Dan, about, you know, being a big fish in a little pond versus being a little tiny itty bitty guppy in a, you know, in a sea
where you can get squashed.
I mean, it's exciting. There's so much going on and so much industry happening, but at the same token, you have to work that much harder to be noticed and to really get your chops up to a competitive level where you're competing against the best, right?
Exactly.
Not to say you don't have some amazingly talented people in smaller markets, you do, but the point is you can be recognized in a different way in a smaller market. You can sort of make an impact in a big way in a smaller market potentially. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. I mean, I always would, certainly when I was starting out, I mean, I began my TV career in Chattanooga. And there are certain advantages to being the big fish in the small pond. Mm-hmm. But you know, we talked, just you touched on just the issue of what the cost of living, and that's a huge deal because, as you know, if you're not working on the journalism side where you have a full-time job and you're doing, or maybe you're doing the contract work, or you're mm-hmm. looking for different acting parts, your paycheck is not going to be consistent. And so you have to measure, okay, how can I still afford to eat and sleep and have some, you know, sort of a social life in a big market if I'm not getting consistent work? There's not as much pressure if you're in a smaller place like Chattanooga. I sound like I'm working for the Chamber of Commerce or something. But
Chattanooga.
Come to Chattanooga.
It's beautiful.
Lookout Mountain and
Dan
the scenic Loki. City of the South. But there are a lot of other, there are other places out there.
And what about lifestyle? Isn't there something to be said for how you want to live every day? How you want to, you know, if you have a family, or if you, you know, have anyone you're living with in your family, they're going to have something to say about how they want to live and how their lifestyles are and where they're going to work. Right.
Exactly.
So
right.
Sometimes it's not a solo decision. It's a joint decision as well. Like how you want to live as you're
right.
working.
You're right. And the other thing, again, and you know, I love planning, and some people just like to let's go for it, and I think that's good.
Dan sometimes is the list man.
I am the list man. I'm the list maker.
In case you didn't know that, he has a list for everything,
and I check it twice, like Santa Claus. And so, but I think that the one thing that you can do is use social media to help you sort of fish around for communities out there that you can either rely on when you make that move, or they can help you make that decision. So, for example, you might put out there, hey, I'm thinking about going to X city because it's my understanding there are a lot of different productions that happen there. Who, you know, what's the community like? And there may be an online community for that city of like-minded people, and they can say, oh, this is great. You know, I've been working pretty consistently, mm-hmm. and because of the cost of living, it's a wonderful opportunity for me. And so it allows you to sort of test the waters before you call the U-Haul company or whichever moving company.
That's right.
To start moving stuff out of your house.
That's
and
right.
heading
Brendan's
to the bright
our,
lights.
Brendan's our reach out man. He's our social media guru.
Reach out man. Sounds like he has like this long rubber arm and
I
he
know.
Just reaches out and grabs
it's,
people as
like
you're walking down the
film.
Street.
Doesn't
reach
out man.
Brought.
What do you think, Brendan, about the social media aspect of being in the industry and really reaching out to people before you make any big moves?
Media is big. It's everywhere. You grab your cell phone and you have the ability to read thousands and millions of people's thoughts.
But here's the question of the day. Are any of those really valid when it comes to making a really important qualified decision in your life? I mean, it's cool and it's great to hear back from people, but would you move based on what people would tell you on social media is the question.
Well, I mean, if, you know, Twitter user Joe Blow from Phoenix said that Phoenix is great, I'm not going to get up and move just because of that.
No offense to Joe Blow in Phoenix.
Yeah, I know. And the Joe Blow family. I mean, come on, besmirching the name of them.
And the Joe Blow company and
that's
corporation.
Right. Exactly. Oh my goodness.
It's a good starting point. Place to look.
Exactly.
And if you say, I'm thinking of going to Phoenix or Philadelphia or Des Moines, Iowa, and you know, you'll get several different people from each location giving you pros and cons, and then it'd be up to you to make the informed decision.
Exactly.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
No, mm-hmm. that's great. And I think, you know, I'm a member of different groups on Facebook, a former White House correspondent. There's a, you know, former White House people, producers and correspondents and camera crews and so forth.
Wow,
and
that sounds like a big list right there. That's a huge list.
And we pass around pictures and different things like that. And so there are all kinds of groups out there. And so if you're looking at going to Phoenix, you know, or you're looking at going to, you know, somewhere up in Washington, you know, Eastern Washington, you search out that group. And I'm telling you, I know there'll probably be a group there, and you can just post something on, hey, thinking about coming out there, what's it like? and maybe people will give you an honest assessment. You know, don't pick up and move and come out here because you can only get 1 gig a year and it'll pay, you know, it'll be 1 day's work. And so, you know, make that informed decision. And that's one way to do it by, you know, before you'd have to get on a plane and fly out there and meet people in person. And now in an afternoon, you can travel around the country and find some of the best places to go.
There's a couple of baseball groups that I belong to, and it's all over the country. So people will say, hey, I'm thinking about flying to Seattle to catch a Mariners game. Where's the best place to live? You know, what's the best hotel?
Yeah.
What are some bars that are right by the stadium? What's a good place to eat? How do I travel? And people will always respond to them. And it's kind of just like a give and take, you know.
Right.
Obviously, it's different than a job, but it's...
But it's the same thing. It's harnessing the power of the people who are on the ground and
it
can
sure
give you
is.
Pretty good information. And you're right. There might be one Yahoo out there who can give you wrong information. But
that's
if
true
you hear
of anywhere. Yeah,
right,
I mean,
exactly. But if you get a number of voices who are all telling you something, it can be legitimate information.
And
that can
Brendan
help you.
Would never get sucked into the Yahoos
no,
of this
course
world.
Not. No.
He knows much more than that.
Yeah.
He's a Google guy. He's very
no,
smart
he
when
knows.
It comes to that. But
and I mean, he would hire a private investigator to check the person out. Just to make sure that they're telling the truth.
So that's the guy that was out in the driveway.
That's
the other
it.
Day. I was wondering why he was
anywhere
wearing a
he goes.
Coat.
There's someone with a dark car, tinted windows, and shades.
That's a big camera he had. But you know, anyway, I think it is important, Dan, to think about the market you're in, and sometimes be okay and be happy with where you're at, and that's
right.
Okay too. You know, oftentimes in our industry, I'll hear people have a lot of pressure. They'll get a lot of pressure put on them by others or by themselves, that. You have to make it. You have to be famous. You have to be here. You have to be there. I oftentimes say, where do you want to be?
Exactly.
And there's a lot of clients and potentials in any market that you're in, whether you're in corporate, you might be doing narration or industrial training videos. You may be doing voiceovers for mom and pop companies. I mean, there's really clients and customers wherever you look. So
that's true.
It's about where you want to be, right?
That's true. Right, and we've talked a lot about just technology and how that has changed the landscape. And where before you had to get on a plane and go to a particular town in order to shoot something. And that's still the case. I mean, if a client is somewhere or if a show's being shot there, you can't tell them, no, move it here. Mm-hmm. But you can create your own show in, to borrow one of the towns or cities you pointed, Des Moines, Iowa, you can live there. And every 4 years, you have to move out of the way when all the candidates come there for the political campaign. But beyond
right.
that, you can put together your little, you know, live from Des Moines. And it can be a little, you know, 3-minute show and it can get a lot of followers. And next thing you know, you're getting advertisers. And then who knows, the show gets picked up. So technology allows you to not always be looking over the fence to find the greener grass with, you know, the bigger gigs. But you might, and I think that's a great point that you made, that you can look around you where you are and use that to your advantage.
And what I'm hearing you saying, which I think is really, really brilliant, is you can have the best of both worlds. So you could be in a smaller market in a place you really love living and want to continue living there, getting your own clients, reaching out and marketing, while you're also potentially looking at a larger market.
Exactly.
Right? And if you land anything in a larger market, then you go there and you do the gig.
Exactly.
You can always go home. You can always go back. I mean, how many of the A-listers that we know, you know, have homes in Connecticut and have homes in Rhode Island.
Or Mississippi.
Or Mississippi or anywhere,
Morgan
really.
Morgan Freeman, you know.
Yeah, so they'll go to New York or they'll go to Hollywood or wherever and they'll do their job and then they'll come back to a very quiet life.
Exactly. And this has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but when you live in a smaller town, when you park at the airport for long periods of time, it's not very expensive.
I
you know,
think
you can
that has everything to do with everything because you're talking about mobility
exactly.
and transportation and that, hey, take a note
I'm
right there.
I'm telling you,
that's
I have dealt with this because I traveled pretty much my entire life. I was in an airplane and I visited most airports, major airports in this country. And, you know, you go to a major city and you're paying, you know, $40 a day, you know, $30 some dollars a day to park your car. And I've also been to some towns, nice mid-sized towns, where you're paying $9 a day to park your car. And I mean, the little secret here is I hate paying for parking. And so this means a whole lot to me.
I'm like the rest of us, Dan, who just love it.
Well,
I'm dying to pay for parking.
Yeah, but some people don't go around just being bummed out about parking. And it's a heavy load for me. You know, I just...
You're paying for that one, Dan.
You're paying to rent a space for a small period of time,
Dan. You bring up a really valid point. If you're talking about working in a specific market or multiple markets, you better count your pennies in your piggy bank, because the more markets you want to work in, the more money it's going to cost you. For instance, in our New England market, we have a handful of talent that commute to New York because we're close enough. We're only 4 hours away to commute to New York. Well, guess what? You got to pay for the car, the gas, the bus, the train, the overnight at the hotel. And you have to have the money set aside to do that.
You do, yeah.
Because the agency is not going to pay for that. And oftentimes the client won't pay for that unless it is within a contract.
Exactly.
You know, that's a really great point that you do that homework and find out how much is it going to cost me to move into other markets, especially larger markets.
Brendan is raising
Brendan's
his hand
raising
over here.
His like hand. He's Suddenly, in a I feel like I'm in elementary school.
I know.
Brendan?
Yes, little Brendan.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, will the bigger markets tend to look at the smaller? Let me rephrase that. If there's a gig that's opening up in a big market like New York or Los Angeles,
right,
are they more prone to look at the smaller markets for potential replacements, or will they stay within their own pool?
Well, I mean, I wasn't looking at it
from that standpoint.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that it is more, it's not that you have to necessarily go to those big markets, but sometimes big things happen in smaller markets. And so I think that was more of the tack that I was taking, is that, you know, there are shows that are being shot in small towns and operative commercials being shot in small towns. So I'm thinking more of those jobs coming to the small towns. But look, I think, you know, talent is talent. And if you're the best person out there and you can make your way to New York to try out for a gig, to audition for a gig, and you're the best person, it doesn't matter where you came from, you get the job, right? It's a little bit more difficult. You don't have a friend to stay with and so forth and so on. But I think that, you know, if you are the best person for the job, no matter where you're coming from, you'll get pulled into that gig.
And as far as talent goes, you know, especially in New York, because we have our second studio in New York, a very interesting change has happened in the industry. Dun, dun, dun. Here's what's happened. Even 10 or 15 years ago, you would be laughed out of that market if you did not live there. That is not something that a typical casting director or agency would really entertain if you didn't live there. Now it's very different, very different. They're accepting commuters. They're accepting people who are sending in audition tapes. They're accepting people who Skype in. And the reason is because as the market grows and changes, for instance, the foreign language market is huge, there isn't enough talent in one given area.
Right.
So there's always this sense of, well, we could get this person from Cincinnati or Boston or Tennessee. We could. And then we'll figure out what their deal is. Are they willing to move here? Are they commuting here? How can we work with them if we really want them? So now the world is your oyster.
It really is.
Yeah.
I just keep in my head, I want to sing, should I stay or should I go? I've been singing that. It hasn't come out of my mouth, but it was bouncing around in my head the whole time. One other thing, as I've traveled, I've run into in a couple of cities these casting folks in the casting arena, casting agents and so forth, and they tend to be in smaller markets. It's a little bit more laid back. They have a more personal connection with the actors and actresses in their community. When you're in a big city, it's like a cattle call. And you know, if you stand out, they'll remember your name. But it's like, okay, come through. When it's a place where maybe there's not as much work coming through, but there's still a steady flow, you have a better connection, I think. And it's not, look, I'm sure you can point to examples where that's not the case. But I think you can have a more intimate connection with the people who are doing the hiring. And maybe sometimes they're calling you up and saying, look, Dan, you know, I know you. You're perfect for this, you know. And so before you even go to them, they're coming to you, just because we're not talking about as many people.
Yeah, that gets back to that, you know, big fish in the little pond.
Exactly.
Kind of thing, where you really get known if you're good at what you do, if you're serious and professional, and they can count on you and rely on you. Yeah, they're going to remember you very quickly.
Right.
Versus being in a huge market where, you know, there's a million yous out there, and you do have a much, much more of a fight, much more of a struggle to get known. So there is some credence to that thought. However, the caveat is you have to be good, because
no matter what town they can
get to know you as not showing up and not doing the job, and, you know, not being nice as quickly as well. You know what I mean? So there's a flip side to that. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of things you can do in a small market that you can't do in a large market.
Exactly. So before you grab your suitcase out of the attic or out of the basement where Brandon has been going down there for some reason, we'll find out eventually. But before you pull out your suitcase and start packing to move to a bigger town in order to get your name seen in the bright lights, we hope you'll reflect and think about, consider some of the things that we've given you here. I think these are wonderful tools that I wish I had, and
me too.
I hope will be helpful.
Where were we when we were growing up, Dan? Where were we?
Where were we? Where was podcasting when we were growing up?
I wish I had me and you when we were
growing up. This is all. You'd have to go to the library and look it up, and then it would be like 20 years old, so it wouldn't make any sense at all.
All you have to do now is just invent the time machine.
And go exactly,
and we're golden,
but we're giving you real time information. Again, this is all stuff that either we've gone through, or we have connections with a lot of people who've given us great information that we hope will be helpful to you.
And remember, it's always greener on the other side of the fence. So investigate and value what is local to you and around you before you think to go outside.
So then I was like, do you want to see my Neumann?
Dude, we're still rolling.
What? They're still listening? Don't these people have homes?
Well, since you're still with us, check us out at lalapitascompany.com and littleparkmedia.com, and look for Media Monster, the Learning Hub programs. Everything from coaching to podcasts to media events and very cool and necessary seminars and workshops.
By the way, did that lazy tech director ever fix the intro on pause?